Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello? Thank you for calling Tony Talk. Right now, Dr. Pisabili.
Hello?
Please stay on hold, or else you are dirty TikTok motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. That's real fucking cute. JJ, can you shut this shit off? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Welcome to a Tony Talk. Please, I wait for your turn to enter either a phone or a Tony doing, I don't know.
Hello?
Don't be motherfucking hang up.
Can you, JJ, are you there?
Hello? You're calling important to us.
It's not funny.
If you go hang up in a jerk off on a Skype, it's okay. That's totally acceptable.
No, it's not.
As long as you send to me a video.
Can you start the fucking show? Please, fucking idiot.
You're calling important to us anyway, so don't hang up and be a motherfucker.
Yeah, all right. People don't want to call and hear the fucking music. If you're going to be fucking around the whole time, I'm not dealing with it.
Hello? You're calling important to us. If you hang up, either a Mr. Fuck.
I
shall. Or Mr. Stock.
This isn't me that's doing this, by the way. Hello? I can sit here all fucking day and listen to this.
Hello?
I got my own fucking problems with this shit.
You call it for it
to us. I gotta get my fucking balls broken.
Don't hang up like a motherfucker. Don't hang up like Dick Sock.
Oh, okay.
Don't hang up. You do a thing touch. But if you do it,
JJ!
Or Paul
Jason!
I still no hang up.
Fucking asshole, whoever's hosting the show! Come on! Fuck out of here! I'm gonna hang up.
Don't be fat, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck.
Or like you take a shit on toilet and break a toilet.
Yeah, I don't, shit.
You call it important to us.
If you call it important, then stop fucking, doing that shit then. You fucking retarded person. Hello?
What do you say?
The
fuck was that, Tony?
Hello?
What the fuck was that?
You tell me what the fuck that was. That was
you
fucking
have one job. You fat fucking fingers must have gotten in the way again. That's why you hang up on me all the time.
I didn't hang up on you. I didn't hang
up
on you.
I called it three times to get on the queue so I could come in and be the greatest fucking producer known to mankind, and your fat fingers got in the way yet again.
Hello?
Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm alive.
I actually think that the death scare was true, but you're just brain dead.
Okay, I'm not brain dead, but I'll tell you what I am. I'm fucking pissed off at you.
Oh, you're pissed off at me? Because I've been sending you money? You've been getting all that money.
You sent me money. You sent me money to a check that fucking bounced my PayPal.
What are you talking about? It didn't bounce. It was good check.
It bounced.
You know what? I'm going to resend one again right now for the new amount. More money. I'll send it now. I don't know what happened. I can't explain that, but let's just go forward. I'm going to get you some more money. That's what you like. You can buy yourself some more, you know, fucking Italian grinders, whatever the fuck you're eating to keep you fat.
I'm not fat, first of all.
Oh, you're big bone?
I'm all muscle. I'm all muscle.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, you know, for some reason, I'm just letting you know, for some strange reason, the fans still like you. They still want to hear from you. They still want to hear about, your life. We've been getting a lot of requests for you singing. I think your voice is that of a angel that got killed. But anyway, we've had that. We've got questions. But you know what the big thing that people want to know is there anything new going on in your life? Is there any changes happening? You know, give me a day and Tony. Give me a day in your life. That's what the fans want to hear.
A day in my life? what do you want to know? I get up, go to work, come home. I just recently started trying to date again.
Okay. Now this is something the fans might want to hear. Tell us about it. I don't know much about this. I'm excited. Let me hear.
It's nothing really. I started going to this bar in East Boston.
Okay.
It's called Eddie She's. And I went there the other night. I knew some people from the neighborhood there that I grew up with, and you know, we all grew up together and stuff like that. But I noticed that there's a lot of new people there. There's young college kids there now. What I was talking to, I was trying to talk to her. But she was smoking a cigarette. And it was really disgusting. But she was telling me that she lives there. Her parents got her an apartment. A lot of the college kids, they got apartments there. And it's just cheaper than to live in Boston if they're not dorming. So, that's not my crowd. You know, they're young, and I don't want to teach them new things and all that other stuff. And I mean, this girl was too skinny, too. Really skinny. I'm very well endowed. So it probably would have hurt her. So I just knew. I wasn't meeting anybody in bars. And I couldn't just talk to nobody. So what I did was I actually joined the dating app.
Okay. Which one?
It's Christian Singles.
Oh, I've heard of that. Obviously, I'm not invited to that site, but I've heard of it.
Well, why wouldn't you be invited to the site? Everybody is.
Because I'm fucking Jewish, brainiac.
Yeah.
I don't think the Christian Singles want this Semitic stallion.
Don't they got, like, Jewish things that you can go on, though?
Yeah, they got a Jewish one. It's called J-Date.
Is something that's about you? Because your name's JJ, you named it J-Date.
Well, no, it's not about me. J stands for Jewish, you fucking genius.
I didn't know because, I don't know, but you guys come up with fucking weird things about me shaving Easter bunnies and fucking womb and all that shit. So,
is this some anti-Jew talk I hear you talking about right now?
I know, it's not. It's not. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you made it up or not.
No! Fucking J-date. Jewish date. Oh, my God. Sometimes it's like I'm talking to a fat, olive oil, and ragu-filled fuck.
Well, I'm not. Anyway,
tell me about what
asshole.
Happened on Christian
Singles. Yeah,
try to put together a real story.
Yeah, you ask me for a question about my wife, and I'm telling you things about my wife. And
yeah, so tell me about what happened on Christian Singles. What kind of pussy was on it?
There's a lot of mutters. There's a lot of mutters on there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They are fucking kids. I don't want to deal with kids. Last time I did that, it was just bad. The kid was retarded. Shit on the floor and fucking rolling around in it. But
I
don't like
that. Would be a good match for you. You're kind of a little bit retarded too.
No, I'm not retarded. I'm not, and I don't like that word. Right. I know.
You're the one who
said. Yeah, it was an accident.
I don't need to tell you, retard is not a good word. They don't like that word. The retards. Retards like other words now, like special. Are you special, Tony?
No, I'm not special.
What kind of horse do you find on Christian Singles? You go on a date? Oh, come on. Give us the lowdown.
No, it would be, there's just a lot of women on there. They're not bad looking. But the thing is, a lot of them are looking for other Christian guys. I mean, I'm Catholic. So I just tell them that I'm Christian because it's kind of the same thing, right?
It's all the same thing.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, God is God.
Don't forget, Jesus was a bleeder.
Jesus what?
Jesus was a bleeder.
Well, you would fucking bleed too if you were nailed to a cross.
I don't know. I'd probably just have some dollar bills come out, but anyway.
But, there's a lot of women on there. There's not a lot of single bra. I mean, there are single, obviously. But if I mean single, they have kids. And like I said, I don't want to deal with kids. And this one girl I am talking to, she's black. And she thinks I'm very funny. I'm nice, and she was wondering if she could meet me. The only problem is that she lives up in New Hampshire, and I don't want to go all the way up
there. New Hampshire's well, it's not that far away. What part of New Hampshire?
Salem.
Salem's right over the circuit. 93, fucking 35 minutes on a car.
Yeah, I don't have that time. I just want to... I'm trying to get somebody closer. You know what I mean?
What are you doing? What are you doing? You literally wake up, eat food, walk to the store, probably get more food, eat, get fatter. What are you doing?
No. I don't go to the store more than once a day. So, I'm doing better with that.
Yeah. You still smoking cigarettes?
I don't like cigarettes. I don't smoke them.
You smoking poles anymore?
No, I'm not smoking. I'm not sucking dick. Jesus Christ.
You there, Tony?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello. Son of a bitch. Hello? You know, I'm not going to fucking deal with this shit today. Anyway, can whoever the fuck is back there, can you... All right. Just go to the fucking college. I'm not dealing with this shit. All right. I'm not dealing with this shit all fucking night.
Thank you for calling Tony Talk. Right now, all turkeys are busy.
I don't care. Turkeys? All turkeys are busy?
Or you are dirty dick suck motherfucker.
8x6. Hello? You can't just fucking... JJ, if you're going to be a fucking host, okay? Can you
no, you
fucking...
know what, man?
Hello?
I'm the host, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man, in case you don't know who I am, man.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah, how you doing there? I understand you were dead. In fact, I know you were dead. I'm going to tell you why, man. Because I did your funeral, man.
No, you
didn't. Listen to me, man. It was a double wide. It was a double deep. It was the biggest fucking casket I ever saw in my life, ever. And I've seen a lot of caskets, man. I've gone over a lot of funerals in my day. And let me say this, man. You are one fat motherfucker.
That's not nice. I'm a fat motherfucker. Yeah, I'm a fat motherfucker's right. Because I fuck other people's mothers, okay? And I just said that. Yeah, I fuck other people. I'm a motherfucker. You have a mother, you got kids, good. Because guess what? I probably fucked them, and I probably fucked your mother, too. How's that sound, you son of a bitch? Yeah.
Oh.
How do you like that?
Yo, man. Now, you're going to talk about my mother? Now, you and I are going to have a major problem there, Tubby.
Yeah, let's have a fucking problem. You son of a bitch. You call in here, say I'm fat, and I'm fucking dead. I'm not fat. I ain't dead. Okay?
No, I know what you are, man. You're a fat clump of monkey spunk, man. That's what you are. And I'll tell you what. You don't want to mess with the pastors here in the Bronx, man, because we got a whole thing going on here, man. We got a whole thing going on here against you. Now, you ain't that far north of me, man. You're only about 250 miles north of me. We could be up there in less than 2 hours, man. So you better watch what you say to us, man, down here in the Bronx, man.
Not a fucking black guy threatening me. You know, get the fuck out of here. I want you to get the fuck out of here because you're fucking annoying. Hang up on this fucking asshole.
I'll tell you what, you don't have to hang up on me because I'm going to go, man.
Yeah,
I got
good.
My wife here waiting. We're going out
good.
To dinner.
Good.
We're going to have dinner at a steak restaurant, man.
Good, good, good.
You,
and well, during your dinner, fuck
pub
you, during,
of dog
the
shit.
Fuck out of here,
man.
You son of a bitch. Go tell your wife I'm going to fuck her next. You fucking son of a bitch.
Fucking
you
fucking
shout.
Hung up on me.
Hello?
The fuck you hanging up on me? I'm giving you one job, Tony. I'm taking it away. I'm going to take away the ability to actually have anything to do with the show except call in. Fuck you hanging up on me for? I'm the producer.
I didn't hang up on you.
Your big, fat, bulbous fingers.
Anyway,
I'm disgusted by you. I slap you in your fat face.
Don't threaten me, son of a bitch. I just got threatened by a fucking black guy. Okay?
Oh, you mean, did you call him the N-word this time?
No, I didn't call him an N-word. He just started
What
his
is
shit.
That? You don't even know what it stands for. You forget.
No, I know what it is. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it on the air no more.
Why not? Are you, too good for that now?
No, I'm not going to say it because I get black guys get sent to my house. you know, they say to me, they start this shit on the air. And then Donnie Carson starts screaming at me.
All right. Anyway, you know, we spoke before the show, and we were going to go over, you know, a public service announcement, if you remember, about how to safeguard ourselves from scams. You were going to talk about your experience. It's okay. Everyone gets scammed, Tony. And you were going to talk a little bit about what you experienced and what you went through, so you can maybe help your audience out.
You know, when I tell people certain things, I don't want it to get out in the open, especially on a fucking radio show. You know, and I don't understand who you're talking to. I don't know who you're talking to. I should spread my fucking business. But whoever it is, you tell them to go fuck themselves and shut their fucking mouth. That's not something I want to talk about. I confided in somebody, and she's a fucking cunt, apparently, just like her husband was a weirdo fuck. You talking to Mrs. Longfeather? You talking to Mrs. Longfeather?
I talk to fucking everyone. I talk to whoever I want to talk to, Tony.
Yeah, well,
Don't forget. Don't forget, you're too fat and stupid to figure this shit out. I'm helping you out.
Well, no, I'm not. But she should go shut the fuck up. That's what she
Anyway, you could have helped people. You are not a helper. You're just a grouchy fuck.
I'm not a fuck.
Anyway,
I'll tell the
story. You tell the story, or I'll fucking tell the story. How's that?
Yeah, of course I'm going to be grouchy. Because everybody, I want you to listen to this. Because it's not good. I was told that my electric bill was very high. And I was told that it was like $5,000, whatever the fuck, dollars. Okay? And it was an Indian guy.
Yep.
That's fucking rude.
Excuse me, what do you want me to do? Hold it in? Go.
Mute yourself. You're being a fucking pig while I'm trying to tell people something.
At least I mute myself when I take a shit, unlike you did last time, but go ahead.
I thought I muted a mic, but anyway, I got an Indian guy who sounded like he was Al-Qaeda on a phone.
Now, are you talking about, like, Indian, like American Indian, or, like, from the country India?
Yeah,
like,
India.
Like 7-Eleven, like a 7-Eleven. Oh, can I get you a Slurpee? Like that Indian?
Yeah, that guy.
All right, go ahead. All right.
But he called me, hello, my friend, and whatever. And he's like, you know, I'm from the electric company. I want you to know that, unfortunately, your electric bill is getting close to about $5,000. I said, no, I paid that, you know, because there's no way it's $5,000. And then he said to me, no, it's about to be shut off. It's going to be shut off. If you don't send us the money. I said, the fuck are you doing? You know, because I got money put away. And he said, okay, no. He's like, I'm sorry. You know, I'll tell you what. I'll do $500. And I said, okay, whatever. You know, I was like, that sounds more like it. That sounds more like it. So then I said to the guy, okay, so, you know, whatever. Then I ended up sending him. fucking money. But he said he needed money in iTunes cards because...
You're a genius. You're a genius. Go ahead. I love this story.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. He said he couldn't get it through the wire, so he wanted me to send him fucking money with iTunes cards, and I sent the motherfucker fucking $500 fucking dollars. And your motherfucker called me back. He called me back to thank me. You know that motherfucker? And I told him, I said, give me my fucking money now. You know, and I told him, I'm going to call the fucking electric company and they report you for being a fucking bad worker and getting money out of me.
So what's the lesson to be learned, Tony?
Hang up if an Indian guy calls you.
No, you don't pay for things in iTunes gift cards, dummy.
I don't know what the fuck iTunes is. I thought it was a fucking credit card thing. I don't know, it's some music stuff. He fucking took my money to buy music. The fuck, there's free music out there.
Well, all I can say is that you definitely did something.
Yeah, well, I did. And tell Mrs. Longfutter. Oh, just got nervous.
Miss Longfutter wants to fuck you.
Hang on. You're getting fucking nervous. I couldn't breathe.
Look, I was trying to have you tell your story so you could help other people. Help other people understand. Don't be stupid like Uncle Tony.
I wasn't stupid. I thought the guy worked for the electric company. And I called. You son of a bitch. I called the electric company. They said they were going to take care of him. That's right.
All right. Now, Tony, I'm very excited. The artwork for your love loop is finalized. We need to keep it going so I can pump all this money into you. I've just sent you another PayPal check. This time I sent it for $267.39. But it's back to, commercial time. I need you to do a commercial for the Love Lube. I gave you the script. Just read it off. Just be sincere. It's a great product. Let's go.
No, because I never made Love Lube. And I shot a fucking picture. I didn't authorize anything. And you, last time you sent me money, you son of a bitch, you fucking made it bounce.
I didn't make anything bounce. It was PayPal. It wasn't me. I can redo it. I don't understand what the fuck happened, Tony.
Well, I didn't fucking send it, or else you're not going to get no more commercials read.
I'm sending it now. Check your account. I just sent it. $267.39.
Hang on. I gotta shine into my phone and all that shit now. All right. I'm shining into my fucking phone. You'll have to put me on hold.
Oh, you're taking so long. You're practically retarded.
I'm in.
Right now.
I'm
in.
You see it, right?
Yes, I see it. Yeah.
Okay. I told you. So now, can you please give me the commercial? Because the only way I can make you a lot of money is if we sell the shit out of this product, and I need you to do the commercial. That's what people want to hear. Come on, Tony. Let's do it.
Yeah, but if this check bounces again, the party's over.
You eat anchovies?
What?
You love anchovies?
No, I said the party's over if this check bounces again.
Oh, shut the fuck up and just read the goddamn commercial.
Yeah, fine. Do you like what you see?
Are you gonna put the music behind it like I told you?
What music?
You're supposed to put the fucking sexy music on.
I don't understand what... All right.
There we go. All right.
Boom! Hang on. Do you like what you say? That is what your fractal ash and have answers to. But the answer is always going to be yes. Why? You ask? Because you're gonna go goo goo for Gaga with Tony Gaga's love wound. Use as massage oil or use. Do I gotta say this shit?
Come on! You're ruining the commercial. It was going so well.
Use as massage oil. Or use to woo up your car and stick it up someone's ass.
Yep.
Comes in Wagyu flavor.
Yum, yum.
Or meatballs. All right. Yeah.
It's the only love lube that comes in those flavors. Tony, this is going to be a hit. You're going to be a millionaire off this shit.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. So would you like to take a call?
Yeah, I'll have to take fucking calls.
What's that?
I said yes. Hello.
Fucking take the fucking marinara out of your mouth. All right, let me get a caller. Hold on.
111. Fucking unmuted.
This fucking guy.
Caller.
Remember when we were riding in the elevator and somebody farted and no one admitted to it, and then I pointed at you and said, that's the person who farted.
Okay.
I am very, very sorry about that. I am very, very sorry about that. And I am the one who farted. I am the one who farted. That was a very terrible...
Yeah, okay, I farted. Yeah, that's nice. A fucking song about me farting on an elevator.
I mean, that's Tony, right. That is like affection. People like you. They're writing songs about you. You should say thank you.
How do you know that song was about me? How did you fart?
You definitely fart in elevators.
No,
I don't think anyone's questioning that. All right. Tony. Would you like to take another call? Maybe we can get someone that is, you know, I don't know, going to ask you something.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get another one on. I can't tell what they're asking. I'm not screening them. I'm trying to do some good live action shit. All right, let's go. All right, caller, you're up.
269. Fucking unmuted.
The fuck was that fucking growling?
Tony, that new voice is really scary. Tony, this is Pastor Veal. How are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Pastor Veal. How are you?
I'm doing good ever since an individual named Mr. Schwartz has been sending me a lot of merchandise to my church, and I've made, I kid you not, a lot of money off of it. A ton of money off of it, and it's gone towards our special needs program, and it's gone towards a lot of our community outreach recently, and I'm ecstatic about it. So thank you for sending that merch along to me, Tony. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I didn't send it to you first.
No, I
did,
Tony. I'm trying to make you a good person. Just fucking thank him.
This is going to special needs programs.
It's for the retards, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
We don't use that word, but
I know. Well,
special people.
Yeah, Tony, so Tony, I want to go over some of this wonderful merch you sent, and I just think it's so artistically inclined. I've got this T-shirt. I actually, it's been selling like hotcakes, you know. I've made probably around $1,000 off of these T-shirts. And it says, Father Gianni's Holy Spirit came inside of me in Boston, Massachusetts. And it's got a picture of you as a little altar boy in the center with a happy expression on. And there's like pools of water at your feet, except the water is like white colored. And I assume it's because it's holy water. I don't know much about Catholicism. But it says, Father Gianni's Holy Spirit came inside of me in Boston, Massachusetts. It's also got some arrows pointing towards you, red arrows.
Well, first of all, I didn't make that shirt. And the pictures of me as an altar boy, my mother has. So I don't know how anybody would have pictures of me as an altar boy. But, yeah,
now,
I'm pretty fucking pissed that you would have shown my church like that. I mean, but it is true that Father Gianni's blessings or whatever did come inside me. They're still in my heart. But, I didn't promote that shirt.
Wait, you're telling me that Father Gianni came inside of you?
No, the shirt said that his blessings or something were inside of me.
Yeah, his Holy Spirit came inside of me. That's what
it
says.
Well, it did. And Father Gianni always had a way with words, you know, and especially when I was an altar boy. He was very kind to me. He, at one point in time, I was going to be a priest. I actually thought about being a priest. Then Father Gianni used to take me. I was young. I was about, about 17-ish when I was an altar boy.
Tony, I bet you wish he had love loop.
No. Well, he's a priest. What the fuck's he going to do a love loop? And I used to spend a lot of time with him alone. We used to, after Mass, he would take me into the rectory.
The rectum is called.
It's not called a rectum, it's called a rectory.
Oh, I'm told it was called a rectum, too. Again, I'm not Catholic, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm Jewish.
Well,
I have fucking no idea.
Yeah.
Well,
we're in the same boat here, JJ.
Either way, he used to take me into his office. He had a private office up in the rectory. And, you know, he would talk to me about being a priest and all that other stuff, you know. And, the problem is I like sex.
So the priest.
Tony, I got another shirt. And this one was sent to me by Pastor Leroy. He thought it was pretty funny, and I think it's pretty true. And I'm just going to read it out verbatim. And I know I'm a pastor, so I shouldn't say this, but it says, I am a fat motherfucker, and it's an arrow pointed towards your face riding one of those mobility scooters with a bunch of, like, Italian grinders or subs or whatever, Italian food, pizzas, in the mobility scooter.
Yeah, no, that's not Pastor Leroy is a pastor, okay? He's a fucking black guy who wants to fucking start fights with me and call me fat and tell me that I'm dead. And I was a fucking dead of a giant fucking casket. And he says motherfucker all the time, okay? And you just said motherfucker. And Ken says motherfucker, Pastor Ken. And all these pastors keep saying motherfucker to me. So
Tony, you're being a little bit of a motherfucker right now, if I do say so myself.
Okay, well, you're being fucking front, saying motherfucker to me.
Okay, motherfucker.
Get him the fuck out of here. You want to be fresh?
I'm a pastor. You can't talk to me this way.
You get your pop.
Tony, do you want God to smite you? Do you want God to smite you? Don't act like that to a pastor.
God's gonna smite you.
Come on, man.
God's gonna smite you, and you fucking, you know, you're a son of a bitch. You're a pastor. You say motherfucker to me. You're not a pastor. Get
you know
fuck
what?
Out of
you know what? I was joking around. It would take God 5 lightning bolts to smite you because you're so fat. He would just be shooting them. Boom, 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 boom. It would take that long to smite you because you're just a large body of mass.
Do you really think that'd only be 5?
Use the money to fucking send it back to the, you. Send it to yourself. You said you're sending it to retarded kids. Send it to yourself. You're fucking retarded. Okay? How does that sound?
Hey, I'm a pastor. You can't talk to me this way.
Yeah, I can't talk to you this way. Get him the fuck out of here. Get him out of here.
All right. Relax, Tony. Relax. There's other people that want to call in. I'll get rid of them. Thank you for calling.
Amen. God
right.
bless.
Go fuck yourself.
God bless.
Son of a bitch.
Shalom.
Yeah, God bless.
Tony,
you
relax. What are you going to you're gonna get a fucking heart attack. You're already fat and disgusting. Don't have a heart attack, too.
Guys are making me fucking nervous. Very fucking nervous.
Relax. You're doing great. You're doing fucking great. All right. So, what do you want to do now? Do you want to take a rest? Do you want to eat a little sandwich? Do you got to take a shit? What are you doing?
No, I don't have to take a shit. I don't need to take a sandwich.
You have to take a shit?
I said I don't have to take a shit. I don't need to take a sandwich. I don't need to take anything. Sure.
All right. Do you want to take another call, or would you like to go into your song that you wanted to, let everyone listen to?
Well, what song?
I don't know. It's the song that you told me you recorded for everyone. I haven't heard it.
I didn't record a song.
Well, then you're fat and stupid.
No, I'm not. I'm not stupid. I'm not fat. I just didn't record a fucking song. Why would I record songs?
All right. Well, I mean, do you want to take another call then?
Yeah, let's just take another call.
Alright, hold on. Let me cue it up. Alright, let me unmute this motherfucker. Let's go, caller.
410. Unmuted. Nom 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 nom.
Sure fuck say nom 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 for like a weirdo.
It's funny, Tony.
Oh. Hello?
My nigga, what's good, man? It's DC2. I'm high as a motherfucker. What's going on, brother? Smoking on that Wiz Khalifa right now. Back in Baltimore, too, man, with my peoples. How you doing, Tony? I'm not in the mood for any bullshit tonight. I'm chilling. So let's have a good call, my nigga.
Tony, greet him. Greet him. Be a nice guy. What's going on, DC?
What up, my man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm about to get my man a Chevitz on real soon myself.
Oh.
Can I say something? Hold on, Tony. Let me speak
to your friend, man. Let me talk to my boy. JJ, my man, you got to have a good time tonight, brother.
Hell yeah, you know it. Oh, I got a little bit of some I got the kosher wine. I got a little bit of shatter ready for me. You know what I'm saying? I like going, you know, you smoke it, but to me shatter's the way to go.
Shabbat shalom, nigga. Amen.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Can you guys stop saying nigga on the show, please? Because then I get accused of shit.
Tony, how many times do I have to tell you can't fucking say that?
Well,
Tony, listen, man. Tony, listen, man. I say that word. I probably shouldn't say it because you're so stupid. You say it. But the difference between me and you is I'm a brother, man. I'm from Baltimore. From West Baltimore, the 410, baby. Home of Ray Lewis, The Wire. You from Boston, man. You a fat motherfucker, and you Caucasian, nigga. So you can't say that word. But it's neither here nor there tonight. Tony, you know what I'm going to do for you, man? I'm going to give you an N-word pass, brother. I'm going to give it to you so you can say it as much as you want tonight. I'm feeling nice tonight. I'm going to let you say it if you want to say it. Say what you want to say, my man. All right?
I don't want to say it, okay? I just, everybody says that I say that word, but I don't.
No, you say that shit all the time. That's why I'm not even gonna complain no more, man. I'm just, every time I call the show, I'm gonna be high, and that way I don't even get mad because I don't care. So, Tony, have you heard my shows, brother? I've put out 2 episodes of Kicking It with DC 2. What do you think, man? You like the show? Only 30 minutes so far, but I'm thinking about doing a longer show. Maybe if you let me on your network, nigga.
I heard a little bit about it, and I listened to it after. It was pretty good.
Thank you.
I thought it was good.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that, man. We getting along. See, this is a beautiful thing, man. We getting along. Tony, why don't you take some callers? Let me just chill out here and smoke. Is that cool, brother?
Yeah, I can do it.
That's totally cool. You don't have to ask him. I like it when you're on. You keep him in line. DC2, you're on. You're staying on. Let's grab another caller. Hold on one sec.
All right, brother.
One more.
All right, okay. There we go.
Fucking unmuted. Talk like you have your cork out.
Fuck, it's getting me.
Caller.
It's you.
Hello?
Is anybody there, man?
Hello? I'm sorry. I had some issues with my phone.
Oh.
Is this Tony Gaga?
Yeah, this is Tony Gaga. Who's this?
I saw your profile on Christian Mingle. I just think that you're really adorable and attractive.
Oh.
Tony, come on,
Tony,
talk.
Tony, talk to the lady, man. Talk to her, brother. Kick your game, nigga.
Hello.
Come on, Tony. Tony, listen, brother.
Ooh, I like that.
Get your confidence on, Tony. Speak to her, brother.
This is Tony.
They're so funny.
This is Tony Gaga. Yeah, how are you?
The fuck is that, Tony? You sound like a gay superhero, nigga. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Pick your name.
That's my...
Be cool, Tony.
Your friends are so funny.
Yes, they are. They're pretty funny. Hasho, how are you doing tonight?
I'm just kicking back, and I read a few chapters out of the Bible, and it was just a really enjoyable experience. I love John 2:14 in that section about the horse, the Bible too, the donkey. It's just so passionate and interesting, and you seem like a passionate kind of guy.
I am passionate about a lot of things, especially God. That's why I joined the app. So why don't you tell me about your, job.
I couldn't hear you over your friends. What did you ask me?
I said, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a nurse. I take care of dead and dying people in hospice care. So I'm around a lot of old people all the time. And I like ponies. I like to ride horses. And I'm originally from Texas, but I moved up to Boston because of work, essentially. I work at the hospital up here, and it's just so fun. And I just love God, and I love the Bible, and that's the number one thing in this relationship for me, for any guy, is they got to know God, and they got to know the Bible. So I got a question for you. What's your favorite commandment from the Ten Commandments?
Well, my favorite commandment would have to be, honor thy mother and father. Honor your parents, because you see, when my mother was alive, near the end of her days, I took care of her, And she passed away, but you see, you can always judge a guy by the way they treat their mother. So that's my favorite commandment. That and not to covet anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Why that?
Because it's not nice. You know, people should just respect what other people have. You know?
Hey, man, so, I agree with that. Now, are you down with sex before marriage or no?
No, I used to be. But once I accepted my faith, I decided not to do that no more. And I repented by praying.
Did you burp on the phone? No, I didn't burp
on the phone. I don't do that.
Okay, good. I hear a cat in the background. Do you have little kitties?
I do, and, you know, they're my wife. You know, I take care of them too. It's just what I do. I like to take care of people and animals.
Well, you probably hear my little doggy in the background. I've got a little Pomeranian.
Oh, that's cute. So, what is your weekend look like, my dear?
Well, I'm pretty free, and I figure we could go to an Italian pizza place. Do you have any recommendations?
Of course I do. There's the best pizza place in town. It's called, it's in East Boston. It's called St. Papio's. And it's the best pizza. People travel all over the world. You know JFK went there for pizza?
I'm not very much down with JFK because he's Catholic, and I don't like Catholics. You aren't Catholic, are you?
I used to be Catholic, but now I transferred over. I transitioned into being a Christian.
Tony, this is painful to listen to, man. This is. Did you just invite her out for pizza? Are you taking, nigga? Are you taking this woman to a Pizza Hut on the first date? Are you retarded? Come on, man.
No, I was taking a shit tapios, Donnie.
Oh, okay, all right. I misheard. I'm sorry. I might be hearing things. I apologize.
He's not taking me to a Pizza Hut. He wouldn't do that. He's very classy.
Oh no, he would. No. Honey, he would definitely do that. Ask JJ. He would do that. He know him. He would take you to a Pizza Hut.
Less game than a dead man.
I'm willing to let it slide, I guess. I've heard a few fart noises, too, and I'm willing to let those slide, too. Tony, I hope they're not from you. It's just ungentlemanly to fart on the phone like that.
It's probably the Jewish guy on the phone.
The Jewish guy on the phone, the one that makes sure your show doesn't fucking fall apart, the only reason why you can stay on the air? You're going to call me a kike next?
No, you're gonna call me a kike? I'm not going to call you a kike. And don't say...
What the fuck, Tony?
I shall...
fucking help me out here.
Tony, that's some racist...
Clothes.
Tony, listen, man, that's some racist-ass shit, motherfucker. You can't be saying that shit, man. JJ Good Peoples, man. You can't be calling him
no
word.
No,
Tony, that shit ain't right, man. That man do a lot for you, man. You can't be calling him that shit. What's wrong with you, man?
I didn't...
Who's this gentleman talking on the phone? He sounds cool. What's his name?
His name is Donnie. He was named after Don Cornelius. He was a black guy back in the 70s. I used to host the show.
How you doing? What's your name, Mrs.? Are you married? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you? I like your voice. It's really cute.
Oh, well, thank you. I like your voice too. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm just kicking back and reading the Bible, as I told Tony. And I hear you're a bishop. Is that true?
Well, I was a bishop. I would say I'm a little retired at this point because I must say my behavior is
Don't say that. Don't say retarded.
No, I said retired, you deaf motherfucker. Not retarded. You were, Tony, you dumb
fuck?
As hell, man. Listen, man. Let me talk to the lady, please. I was trying to explain something to her. Listen, I was a bishop. I'm more just a DC too now, you know what I'm saying? Because I tend to get involved in some proclivities that aren't exactly kosher, if you will. So, you know, I like that.
Boy,
I like Well, I wouldn't say, you know, I'm a bad boy per se. I mean, I like to run up in some hoes, smoke a little weed, drink a little, smoke some Newports, maybe eat some Popeye's chicken. You know, all that type of shit, man. But listen, man, you sound like a wonderful lady. Tony sounds more like your speed, my friend. So, Tony, you got to kick some game to this lady, man. You really slipping, man. You dropping the ball tonight, man. You could really have something, and you dropping the ball. It's very disappointing to hear. And it's live on air, so it's pretty embarrassing, too.
I thought you were supposed to be suave. You said in your profile that you knew your way around the lady, and it seems like you're just stumbling over me. So come on, why don't you fight for me, big boy?
Well, what is your name, sweetheart? I didn't catch it.
Jenna.
Jenna?
Yeah, Jenna. J-E-N-N-A-Y. My parents were alcoholics. So they accidentally put a Y at the end of my name, but it's Jenna.
Okay, that's a very pretty name. You saw my profile. I just got a question for you, and you know you should answer it as honest as possible.
Don't say it. He's gonna say it, isn't he? Is he gonna say it, JJ?
I don't know.
He's gonna say it. Oh God. Go ahead, Tony.
It's okay. You saw my profile picture.
Oh, God. Amen.
Now you gotta answer me truthfully here. Do you like what you see?
Well, to be brutally honest with you, maybe if you lost a little weight, you fat motherfucker.
Okay. All right, you fucking cunt. You
oh,
want to call
Tony, man. What
Tony,
the
fuck? She called me a fat
Tony.
Motherfucker. Fuck you and stick your fucking profile up your fucking ass.
Tony.
No, she's a
Tony.
Fucking cunt. She's cussing up a fat motherfucker. And that's
Tony, wait. Hold on. Tony, listen to me, man. I don't mean to be disrespectful, and I don't want you to take it that way, but is it really a lie? I mean, you are fat. I don't think you fuck your mother.
I'm big, but you know something? You missed out. You missed out on a fucking time of your life, okay? Because I'm good at fucking eating pussy, and I'm good at fucking
Tony, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Let me talk to her. She's still on the line?
I don't know.
Jenna, you still on the line, baby?
I'm here. He sounds like a raging maniac, fat maniac. I don't know what's up with him.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, I'm trying to kick game. Shut the fuck up, man.
Tony, relax.
I can't watch
Jenna. Jenna, talk to her. Jenna, talk to a real man right here. For a second.
He's making me cry.
Shut the fuck
up.
Tony, can I please talk to this woman, please?
Go ahead. Tell her she's a fucking a whore and a cunt.
Listen, honey, Jenna, I really like your personality. You have a nice voice. I would like to take you out sometime. Where are you located, baby?
Fucking bitch.
I'm located in East Boston, and if I ever see this guy in the street, I'm going to kick his ass.
God, yeah. Kick my ass.
You a cock-blocking motherfucker, Tony. Tony, you a cock-blocking motherfucker. I'm trying to talk to this beautiful, she sounds beautiful, lady, on the air, and you... You a jealous, cock-blocking motherfucker. But I'm going to let it go.
Jealous.
Jenna, don't let him deter you from calling back, baby. I would love to speak to you again.
Nah.
Hey, man,
I don't
Donnie, you sound like a good Christian man. Get this fat motherfucker away from me.
Fuck you, you fucking cunt. If you were in front of me, I'd fucking punch you in the back of the head.
You're just
fucking shame on you, fucking piece. You fucking whore. Fuck you. Bend over and take it up my fucking ass, you fucking cunt.
Up your ass? What the fuck's wrong with you, Tony?
Up her ass. Up your ass. Get the fuck out of here.
Goodbye, you tramp piece of easy Boston trash.
Have a beautiful evening. Jenna, have a great evening, beautiful. I hope you call back sometime, baby.
Fucking cunt.
Tony,
wow,
you have
Tony,
about
you...
as much game. Listen to this, JJ. Tony, you got about as much game as Don Cornelius has right now, and that motherfucker is dead as hell.
That's so true.
Yeah, she's a fucking cunt. That's what she is.
He told you the truth, man. You need to get healthy. But whatever,
said,
man. You can
hate she said fat motherfucker to me. She's walking
well,
out.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
I don't agree
bit.
With the second part, but the first part's pretty true, brother.
Yeah, well, she fucking, she can get the fuck out of here.
All right, man.
Tony, quick question. Quick question from Veronica Tony Pounder. Can an uncircumcised man stick his foreskin inside his penis hole?
Wow, that's...
Wait,
can you say that again? Hold on. Can you say that again, man? That was confusing to me.
Veronica Tony Pounder wanted to know, can an uncircumcised man stick his foreskin inside his own penis hole?
Huh.
Answer it seriously.
I can't explain this. No, they can't. I used to be uncircumcised.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I used to
Who
be uncircumcised.
Like in middle age? Tony, what are you talking about, man?
I was like 22 or 24 years old.
What the fuck did you have your dick cut then?
Because I had a medical condition. The foreskin.
Oh, fucking dick cheese?
Oh.
Well, my dick used to get dirty because my foreskin was really long. It was weird, right? Plus, like when I used to have sex, it used to hurt me. It used to pull back on the skin really hard.
This show just took a hard left into hell. Is Ashley on the line? I mean, damn, Tony, this is some nasty-ass shit, man. You talking about cheese dick and shit? Getting your dick cut at 22 years old? I mean, who did you go to for that? Dr. Kevorkian? I mean, who does that, man? Just clean your dick, man. Be a normal motherfucker. Clean your dick. It ain't hard, man. What, you shower yearly? Nigga, what's wrong with you?
No, I showered a lot.
Serious question, Tony. Do you know what soap is?
Yeah, I know what soap is. I think it was an infection or something. I think it was like, I don't know.
Yeast infection on your dick?
I think that was, I couldn't help it though. No matter how much I cleaned it, that the foreskin kept it dirty, but so I had to use
Hey, JJ, can we take another call, man? I can't listen anymore to this nonsense and this craziness.
Well, you asked. You asked about
No, I didn't ask for all that shit. That was extra, extra, extra information, nigga. I didn't ask for any of that.
All right. I want to switch the subject. Adora wants to know if you know how to ride a bicycle, Tony.
A bicycle? Hi.
Hmm?
I mean, yeah, I do. I mean, I haven't rode one in a long time, but I have. I did have a motorcycle.
Oh God!
Yeah, I did. I had a motorcycle.
Like the bear in the circus. Yeah, I got you.
Oh yeah, you know it was good. It was a Harley Davidson.
We're gonna take another call in a second because you're really boring, Tony. Yeah. But the follow-up question was, he's also curious if you like
how the seat feels between his plump, peachy cheeks.
Okay, so, no, I didn't. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped riding the bike, because it hurt, number one. And number two, you want to say, you're telling people, you're trying to make it sound like I shoved bicycle seats up my fucking ass, and then you said peachy because you made fun of my retarded dead friend Peachy. So go fuck yourself with your own bike, you son of a bitch.
There was one more follow-up question. Pony, do you smell the seat when you're done riding it? And that question was by myself, because you're a disgusting pig.
Did I what? Did I piss on a sheet?
No, do you like sniffing it after you ride your bike?
No, I don't like smelling my piss after I ride a bike.
All right, let's take another caller, Tony. I don't know what's wrong with you today. You must be on your period. Hold on.
I'm not on my period.
Sure. Fuck me, you probably bleed ragu out of your asshole. All right, let's get another caller.
111, num, num, num.
Caller.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Shalom.
Good. What's going on?
Hello.
I need some advice from Uncle Tony, because I know he's experienced with cats. My cats, they seem to watch me, and if I don't, like, pet them or anything like that, they start to meow at me. And it's gotten to the point where it's getting really annoying. Do you have any tips for me, Uncle Tony?
Have you fed the cat by any chance? Because he's probably hungry.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, that is annoying. Yeah.
It is. It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
I
got a cat, too, that does that shit. Walking around. Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can't talk to your cat like that, brother. Come on, man. It's an animal, man.
Yeah.
Sounds like fucking Tony's son on the line.
Yeah, but the... Huh?
Shut up, Tony.
What
anyway.
Do you do about this, Tony? I need some help.
You know, when my cat does that shit, it walks around and it doesn't even sound like a meow. Like the cat's fucked up. Hello?
Sorry, it's making some weird noises now. I think I pissed it off.
Well, they'll get over it. Just fucking give them some twitch.
What the fuck? No! No!
That call is done. Now that call is off. Person was trying to make a joke out of you, Tony, and you're no joke. Remember that.
No.
Remember,
you are a joke, but I just like
Shall
people wondering.
You're fucking a cow.
Around.
Fucking a cow.
Now, you would probably know what that sounds like.
Fucking a cow? Sound like a bear was up in that motherfucker. And I hope it was a bear. I hope it ate his ass. I don't like animal abusers. Fuck them.
Yeah,
Tony,
I mean,
you're two steps away from being an animal abuser yourself, so shut the fuck up.
No.
All right, you want to take another call, Tony? Because I don't know what's wrong with these callers tonight. But let's get another one. I'm hoping to get a good one. I mean, you know, let's go. Let's get another caller. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, fine.
All right, good. That's what I like to hear. All right. Caller.
Another 111, num, 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 # anonymous caller.
Hello?
Yeah,
go ahead, caller.
Oh, my goodness. Am I on the air?
Yes,
indeed.
You are. How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing just good. I heard that call earlier. I am so sorry. That was so ungodly of that mean old woman to say that about you.
Yes, you know, it was. And I lost my temper a little bit, but I will be going back to church this weekend to repent and speak to my pastor.
I heard that you're a Christian now. What church do you go to?
I go to a place called a Grace Church.
Grace Church?
No, there's a church called Grace Church, Donnie. You and I talked about this, remember?
I'm sorry.
I'd love to go sometime.
So where are you?
Tony, yes. She sounds interested. She sounds interested. Let's do better this time, okay? I'm going to mute myself. Do your thing,
deep
brother.
Breath, Tony.
I got faith in
deep
you.
Deep breath. I'm going to stop talking too. Deep breath. Take care of this shit.
I used to be from Birmingham, Alabama. That's where I was born, by the way. But now I live in New York.
Oh, wow.
There's not a lot of grass here.
Yeah, that must have been fairly different.
There's not a lot of good churches here either. It's so weird.
Well, most of the people up in New York are Catholic, so.
They're Catholic? I was wondering what it was. I went into this big fancy church one day, and they tried to give me wine. Can you believe that? Wine. You ain't supposed to drink that where I'm from. It's against the Bible, and that's what my youth minister said to me as well.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how I was raised. I never really agreed with it. I always thought that alcohol was only allowed in bars. It shouldn't be in a house of worship.
Hey, Tony,
can I ask
a question of this young lady real quick? You sound like a wonderful young lady. I just want to make sure that you are above 18 years old because you mentioned a youth minister. And Tony, I'm looking out for you. She sounds older, but I just want to verify that this young lady is 18 plus.
Oh, darling, yes. I'm 28.
All right, baby. All right. Oh. You can talk to her, Tony.
That is no problem. I completely understand it.
28 years old is pretty young compared to me.
How old are you?
Let's just say I'm old enough to party.
I love to party. Of course, as long as there's no drinking or drugs there. You know, I can't do a lot of stuff just because I'm such a hardcore Christian. And it's just so good to talk to another Christian on the phone.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm straight edge. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke cigarettes.
About premarital sex?
I used to partake, but I had to change my ways. You see, when I found God again, I stopped getting away from God.
So are you saving yourself for another marriage?
Yes, I am. I would like to be married and start a family.
Tony, stop that.
Excuse me, what was that?
That's someone making noises in the background.
Tony, you are a degenerate idiot, man. You got a Christian woman on the phone, and you got your pants down? What is wrong with you, man?
I thought you didn't do that stuff.
That's not me. That's not me, miss.
That's so sinful.
That's not sinful.
Tony, put your penis away. For the love of God, man. Praise the Lord. Put it away, man.
Put it away.
Let the demon out later, Tony. Let the demons out later. Don't do it while she's on the phone.
I'm not fucking checking off. Somebody else is in the background trying to fucking ruin shit for me.
JJ's on mute. We were both on mute, man, until you started jerking off. It's disgusting. Listen, I apologize
for Tony. I'm drinking Manischewitz right now.
Tony,
to this young lady, I want to apologize for Tony's behavior. It's very unchristian, and I don't know why he's acting like this. He isn't – well, okay, he's not a great man. He's okay, I guess, but he's
average.
Working on the Christian thing, and I apologize for the masturbatory activity. I don't know why he's doing it. He's not used to interaction with women. He's used to men, so I think that's the problem. So I just,
man.
On behalf of JJ and I, we want to apologize. Very, very, Tony, that's kind of sexual assault, man.
He hasn't had a man in years, miss.
No.
Hey, guys.
That wasn't me.
Okay, I'm going to shut up.
I have
up.
A question, though.
I can't hear you.
I'll disregard the sound, but I have a question.
Go ahead, baby. Ask your question, lady, Miss.
I just wanted to get back to the premarital sex thing. How long have you been abstaining?
I stopped doing the premarital sex. I don't do it no more.
Why are you out of breath, Tony?
I don't do it no more.
Tony, can I ask the young lady a question?
Can you stop making noises?
I'm not making noises. I would like to ask the young lady. Tony.
Yeah.
Is she still on the... Can I talk to the young lady?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ma'am, so Tony is more of an involuntary guy. He abstains from sex because no one will have sex with him. I don't know if that makes a difference to you per se, but
I mean,
if
God
he could have
all
sex,
his creation.
Amen. I think that if he could have sex, he would. I mean, JJ, I don't know if you agree with me. I think Tony would have sex with a hole in the wall. That's my opinion.
I have a serious question because Tony won't answer it. Do you consider anal premarital sex?
Oh,
well,
God, no.
Here's the thing. So where I'm from, we call that, you know, we call that just the loophole, you know, hole. We
That's
call that
like
the loophole around here.
I can give you a loophole.
Sometimes whenever I'm being a little bit risky, I go out on the town. I pray for them before I bring them home. And then I go to my closet, and I take out my strap, and then we just have fun the whole night.
Tony would love that.
Would you be down for that, Tony? It's technically not premarital sex, especially if you've taken it.
Yeah, and if you don't make eye contact, it ain't gay, Tony. So I like it, man, and she's a woman.
Yeah,
I believe I'm called pegging up here.
No.
I like this lady. Get rid of her, honey. Wait a minute. She's great, man. That's not Christian.
They don't put things
it's
up
the
on
loophole.
Because we are not indulging in premarital sex. Just because I am tearing your ass up from the behind does not mean that we can't do this.
It's the Lord's loophole, man.
I think we should set this up. This sounds great.
Tony, it's the Lord's loophole, man. Come on, brother.
It is the Lord's loophole.
Ma'am, would you let us record it? No video, but can we get a recording of it?
Get the fuck out of here!
You know what? That lady was right, you fat motherfucker. I just wanted to find somebody that I could put my strap into.
Get the fuck out of here. You want to be a son of a bitch?
Hey, why are you talking to my sister that way, you piece of shit? I'll go beat your fucking ass right fucking now if you talk to my sister like that again. You hear? You piece of Boston trash. I'll fucking shove a mud hole up your ass.
Yeah, I heard
Hey, how about I come down to 10 Tapios and take a mud hole in your ass, you piece of shit. Don't talk my sister that way.
Is that your sister and your wife?
I wish you would fucking come over.
I'm going to come over there and I'll beat your ass, man.
You fucking redneck piece of shit, motherfucker.
Tony.
Fucking kick your fucking mouth.
Tony. Shut up!
Yeah.
Listen, I think if anybody's going to fuck that woman, his sister, it's going to be him, okay? Let them have incest, all right? Let's move on to another call.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Tony?
Hey.
That's right.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, hello.
Go ahead, caller.
This is what it sounds like when Tony gave those freaking scammers his money. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear
you.
Fuck out of here. Get him the fuck out of here.
Tony, you're being really a dickhead tonight.
Oh, shit. No, I'm not. I'm not being a dickhead. You're being fresh.
It's a good thing I'm eating dinner, and I don't have to listen to as much, you fat fuck.
Okay, yeah, don't be disgusting to me.
Ash is on the air.
All right, let's go.
Hello.
Oh, Tony. You never cease to... Never cease to show your stupidity. There's a Bible verse that I think would, and I'm not even really interested in the Bible, but there's the only verse that I think that would fit you. It's Revelation 6:8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell that followed him.
Get out of here.
Hold on.
Hello.
Now, I want to confirm, did you threaten one of the women that called in?
No, I didn't. She was just being a fucking whore and a cunt. The two broads you called in.
Oh,
the one that sounded like a guy. The other one that sounded like a fucking cowboy girl.
Well,
Tony,
let's keep it, listen, brother, let's keep it factual. I wouldn't call either one of them whores, per se. They didn't do anything promiscuous or anything that we know of, so why would you, I mean, you can say you didn't like what they had to say, but let's keep it factual, brother. They you don't know if they're whores or not. I don't think they are, brother. I'm just saying. I mean, it's boring, but I like to keep it factual, brother.
No.
In fact, Tony, I would say that the opposite of whores, because they would never have sex with you.
That's true.
That's a fair point.
Who would have sex with that dickless fat tub of lard?
Okay, get the fuck out. You want to be
fresh?
Are you
talking about foreskin? You don't even have one.
No, I get circumcised because the fucking skin was too much hanging off.
Yeah, the foreskin was bigger than the dick, so they had to cut the foreskin off.
Yeah, that's
he had so much cheese in there that he could supply a fucking market basket with a week's worth.
Okay.
So, Tony, what else are we going to cut off of you? Your fingers?
I'd like to Tony, you need to shave about 200 pounds off of you, brother. But, that you know, I'm just trying to be honest. I'm sorry. I'll shut up. Tony, relax. So, Bane had a question. Is Tony's underwear typically greasier in the front or the back?
That's a great question.
It is.
A very great question.
But it's something that we need to know. Bane asked it. Good question, Bane.
Amen. It's a hard-hitting one, too. Tony, what you got to say, brother? Front, back, side to side, brother?
You know, I'm not answering no more questions. Tonight is the night of no questions.
Last question. This is a good one from Amarillo. If he could be any animal, what would you be?
That actually is a good question. An animal, what would I be?
All right, Tony, let's wrap it up tonight. We're getting close to the end. What are your final thoughts?
You didn't let me say nothing.
Because you really don't got nothing to say, let's be honest.
Well, you told me to talk about being an animal, what kind of animal I'm going to be.
A whale.
And you sat there.
Hey,
and,
Tony Baby, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing tonight? I thought this was your new song.
Plunger.
Hey, Tony, I have a question. Why did you want to play for the Taco Bell after you took the shit?
Hey!
And people were coughing and gagging. I mean, you bombed the whole park. Goddamn, Tony, you fucked up with those women.
Tony,
you know, everyone was gagging and shit. Why did you waste my time? So you're banned from the beach. You can't go to the beach anymore because people thought you were a girl. You were beached up.
Big fat
time. Hey, Tony, you're going to have gay intercourse?
Make me sick.
My, hello?
Hey, what's going on, Tony?
You just cut me off with the fucking music and all the people calling me. Is what happened.
I don't know what happened. It must have been your fat fingers again.
It wasn't my fat fingers. And my fingers aren't fat.
Okay. All right. So, are you any final thoughts for tonight? Anything to say to your fans?
Are you going to interrupt me again? Because that's what you just
not
fucking
at all.
Did.
No, go ahead. Shut up and go ahead.
Well, my thoughts are I don't want any whores calling me no more. All right.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Tony, what are you hitting?
That's not me. That's you fucking son of a bitch.
It's not me, it's you, you fucking fat ragu fuck.
That's not me, you fucking retarded person. This is why I don't want to do a show no more.
Keep on using the word retarded. That's real nice.
Well, because you're being retarded to me.
All right, say bye, Tony. You disgust me, fucking...
No, bye, Tony. Yeah, I said bye. There's no reason to fucking cut me off every time you try to talk to me.
Hello. Welcome to a Tony Talk.
Hey!
Please, I wait for your turn.
You fucking son of a bitch.
I get a phone. What a Tony doing, I don't know.
You guys are fucking...
Don't be motherfucking hang up.
Yeah, I'm not a motherfucker who hangs up. You fucking idiot. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes? Shut it up!
According to us, if you go hang
you
up
fucking,
and you're calling for a Skype,
fucking cunt.
It's okay. That's totally acceptable.
Yeah, acceptable. Your sister's cunt's acceptable.
Video or noises. But you're calling important to us anyway, so don't hang up and be a motherfucker.